Today, we begin Perek Beis of Zechariah. And as we saw yesterday in Perek Aleph, the mysterious dreams that he has, the visions, and the difficulty that Rashi predicts we will have to try to decode these dreams. But again today, I will follow the Malbim as he interprets the dreams and makes them understandable to us. The Novi continues and says, Vo'esa es einai vo'eire. I lifted up my eyes and I saw. The Malbim says that in this Nevuah of Perek Beis, the Navi is being shown the developments after that time of Od Tifutseno Orai Mitov. Remember, the Malbim and other Meforshim interpret that as bad news, not as good news. Not Od Tifutseno, last Pasuk in Perek Aleph. Not Od Tifutseno Orai Mitov, that yet will your cities overflow with bounty, as some would translate it, but rather they will yet strip your towns from tov, from good, that there will be a second golos, but that golos will also end up with a nechama and with uvochar od birusholayim. So now, as the Jewish people enters this long phase of golos, what does the Navi see in store for us? V'hine arba keronos. There are four horns. And the Malbim says that the word keren in Hebrew has a muvan ta'omi, twin meaning. Keren could mean a horn, the horn of an animal, which is used to gore. Or a keren can simply mean the corner, the four corners of the world. V'omar el hamalach hadover b'mo'ele. So I said to the angel speaking to me, what are these four horns or four corners? V'ayomer elai, and the angel said to me, Ele hakoronos asher zeiru es Yehuda es Yisrael v'Yerushalayim. These are the horns of war, the karnei re'em karnov bohem amim yenagach, the horrible horns that can gore nations. And these horns have tossed, have spread Judah and Yisrael and Yerushalayim. These are the horns which have dispersed us through the four corners of the world. The Malbim explains here that although our Chazal speak of four kingdoms, the kingdom of Bovel, the kingdom of Modai, the kingdom of Yovon, the kingdom of Rome, of Edom, it's not just that there are four kingdoms successively, one after the other in history, but rather there are always four kingdoms, four major power centers in the world. One dominates, sometimes two dominate. But there's always four forces in the world, four political forces, four sovereign kingdoms, one or the other of whom dominates the other two or three. And each one is in a different corner of the world. And these four koronos dispersed us to the four corners of the world. Vayareni Hashem marbo choroshim. Besides seeing these four horns, I also saw four carpenters. V'omar mo eile voyim laso. So I said, what are these carpenters? What have they come to do? Vayomer leimor. And he said, eile hakoronos asher zeiru es Yehuda kifi ish lo noso rosho. These are the horns which have tossed Yehuda, so that no one can lift his head. As the Malbim says, they have become tyrants. They were given power and authority and dominion, but not tyranny, But they have persecuted to the extent that Ishlo Noso Rosho, that no one can lift his head. Vayovou Eile. So these carpenters, the carpenters know how to dislodge, to dislocate, to decapitate, to disarm these horns. Vayovou Eile Lahacharidosom. So these carpenters have come to frighten them. And as the Malbim says, in case they don't get the message and they don't become frightened, liados eskarnos kagoyim, they've come to lahashlich, to throw away, to destroy, to dispel, to completely annihilate these horns. Hanosim keren al eretz Yehuda lezorosa, these horns which would dare raise themselves against the land of Yehuda to toss it about. So there are these four koronos, but over and against them there are these four carpenters. And Chazal say in the Gemara Maseches Sukkah that these four carpenters are Moshiach ben David, Moshiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu, and Malki Tzedek. Those are the four carpenters that have come to undo the power of the four koronos, of the four horns. I lifted my eyes again, and I saw, and behold, there's a person who has a measuring string in his hands. He's going to measure around the city to be able to expand the city. And I say to him, where are you going? He says to me, I'm coming to measure Jerusalem. Liros kamoroch bo. V'chama orko, to see how wide it is and how long it is. I'm going to extend the boundaries of Yerushalayim, as indeed happened in the under the rule of Artaxashta, when the boundaries of Yerushalayim were measured and the walls were extended. The angel who was speaking to me left, and a new angel came. The Malbim reminds us that's how angels work. One hands off to the other. One going, one coming. Malachim go ratzov vashov. Malach comes, malach goes. So one malach left, another malach came. And he said, Vayomer Elov, Rutz daber al hanar alos lemor. And he said, go speak to this young lad, meaning Zechariah, and tell him, Perozos teisev Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will sit openly, widespread, spread a long way. It will be peopled as a city without walls. Meirov odom uvehem obesocha. So many will be the people and the cattle there. Now, a city without walls means two things. Number one, it's spreading, it's growing. And number two, it needs no special protection. It needs no walls. V'ani eheye lanu'um Hashem. God says, I will be the protective wall. I will be chomas esh soviv. I will be a wall of fire around Yerushalayim to protect it. Ulechavod eheye visocha. And I will reign in glory in its midst. The Malbim explains that there is a central focus and then there is a periphery. In some ways, the periphery is the greater of everything and the inner center is the lesser. Sometimes, like in the heart of man, it is the center which is the main thing and the periphery which is less important. Here there's kind of a balance. There's God with a protecting wall of fire at the periphery, and in the center, there's presumably the Beis Hamikdash, the Shechina. He puts it in Kabbalistic terms. Ki be'emes or ha-makif gadol me'or ha-panimi. The peripheral light is more powerful than the inner light. Rak she'or ha-panimi nikar yoseh, but the inner light is more discernible, is more apparent. So there's a choma all around it, the or hamakif, the encircling light, and then there's the inner light, the kavod, bisocho, in its midst. Hoi, hoi. Whoa, whoa, it's a call. V'nosume eretz tofonu um Hashem. Because you see, the Jewish people, which are the Jewish people who are now dispersed all over the place? They're dispersed to Bavel, to the east of Eretz Yisrael. They're also dispersed to the north, where the Ashur, where the Sancherev expelled them. So he says, they will come flying from even from Eretz Tzafon, from the north. Ki bi arba ruchos hashamayim peirasti eschem neum Hashem. As the Malbim explains, we find that the exiled Jews from Bavel, some of them, returned to Eretz Yisrael. Whereas the other exiles in the north and presumably in other directions, not to the east like Bavel, they did not return to Eretz Yisrael, but rather they were dispersed even further. They were dispersed to the four winds, to the four directions. And even of them it is said, Hoi Tzion Himolti Yosheves Bas Bavel. Tzion, flee to Tzion, those of you who dwell in Bavel. Those of you who dwell in Bavel, flee to Tzion. The others are dispersed to the four corners of the world. But of those also, even of those dispersed literally to the four corners of the world, to Europe, to Africa, to Asia, to South America, to Australia, Kicho amar Hashem tzavokos achar kovot shlochani el hagoyim hasholim eschem. God sent me this angel to be a mission, a shliach, against the goyim who despoil you wherever you are. Ki hanogea bochem nogea bevovas eino. Whoever touches you, the Jewish people, is as if he touches the pupil of his own eye. Ki hinani meinifes yodi aleihem vohoyu shololi avdeihem. Because behold, I will wave my hands against them and they will be booty, they will be loot in the hands of their slaves. They shall be spoil for those they enslaved. Vidatem ki Hashem tzivakosh lochoni. So there's the call to Bavel, Tzion himolti yosheves bas Bavel. And then there's the assurance to the far-flung exiles that God will send a shliach to protect them and eventually to bring them back. And now we have familiar words, because the next few psukim in Perek Beis and all of Perek Gimel on into Perek Dalet is a familiar, very familiar haftorah, the haftorah that we read on the first Shabbos of Chanukah and for the Shabbos of Parshas Bahalos. And it begins with the famous words, Roni v'simchi bas Tzion, sing and rejoice, daughter of Tzion, ki hinani vo, I, God, am coming. V'shochanti v'sochech, and I shall dwell in your midst. Ne'um Hashem. And it will not only be you, the Jewish people, who will return to Eretz Yisrael, but v'nilvu goyim rabim el Hashem b'yom ha'hu. Many goyim, many nations will escort you and will come and return to Eretz Yisrael. V'hayu li la'om. And they too will be my people. Meaning, says the Malbim, Sheyisgairu v'yekablu das ho'emes. They will become geirim. They will convert. V'shochanti v'sochech. And I will dwell among you v'yodat. And you will know, ki Hashem tzivokol shlochani eloyech. That the shlichus, the shliach, the mission of the previous angel, is not only to warn the nations of the world not to touch you, not to harm you, but it is a mission to you, to tell you, to inform you that there is hope. And that the time will come when v'nochal Hashem es Yehudo chelko al admas kodesh. God will, literally, God will inherit from Yehuda his portion on the Holy Land, and Amalbim explains that the Novi Yecheskel, who preceded the Novi Zechariah, tells us in Yecheskel Kapitlech Memhei and Memches, chapters 45, 48, that in the future, the distant future, the land will be redivided in a different way,
And it will be an entire section that previously was Yehuda's, Judah's territory, which will become part of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. It will become Kodesh. And that there will dwell the Kohan and the Levium, etc. There will be a whole new territorial division. And God himself will, Kaviyochol, will inherit Yehuda's portion. That which was previously secular Yehuda, meaning just belonging to Yehuda as an ordinary possession of Yehuda, will now become, so to speak, God's own territory, because it will become an extension of the Beis HaMikdash. Uvochar od Yerushalayim. And yet again will God choose Yerushalayim. Has kol boso mipnei Hashem. When the Navi sees this vision of the revelation, God revealing himself in such a powerful way, and the revenge that he will take upon Yehuda's enemies, he now says that everyone should be silent before God, be stunned, be shocked into silence. Ki ne'or mima'on kodesho, because he has roused himself from his holy place, from his holy habitation. And so we come to the end of the second perek in Zechariah, although from the point of view of a Haftorah, we're only beginning the Haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah out of Parshas Bahalosho, and tomorrow we will return to the rest of the Haftorah, which is Perek Gimel, the third perek for tomorrow.